AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump says he is not personally bothered by recent short-range North Korean missile tests.
I'm not in a rush.
In Tokyo, the president said he feels eventually Kim Jong-un will sign a nuclear deal to escape crippling sanctions.
Kim Jong-un understands the unbelievable economic potential that country has. It's located between Russia and China on one side and South Korea on the other. And it's all waterfront property. It's a great location, as we used to say in the real estate business. And I think he sees that.
The president also says he doesn't believe North Korea violated UN Security Council resolutions, breaking with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, his host. With President Trump in Japan, Vice President Mike Pence traveled to Arlington National Cemetery today. He placed a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns.
Let every American renew our commitment to do our duty, to never fail to remember what they've done for us, and never fail to honor and cherish the families they've left behind.
Pence thanked the loved ones of those soldiers, saying for them, every day is Memorial Day. Lawmakers in gun-loving Texas have quietly gone around the National Rifle Association by slipping language into a massive spending bill that would fund a $1 million public safety campaign on gun storage. Soaked areas of Oklahoma and Arkansas are forecast to receive more rain, increasing flooding concerns along the already swollen Arkansas River. The National Weather Service says a storm system is moving through tomorrow. Bill Buckner has died. He was a Major League Baseball player who became known for making one of the most infamous plays in Major League history. A ball went through his legs during a World Series game in 1986, allowing the rival New York Mets to win the game, and the Mets later won the World Series. Bill Buckner was 69. This is AP Radio News. Flooding and tornadoes are the weather issues in Oklahoma.
The National Weather Service says crews are assessing the damage in the Tulsa suburb of Sepulpa and surrounding areas. The Sunday Twister damaged structures, uprooted trees, and toppled power lines. Matthew Geist says he feels lucky to be alive.
A lot of things could have happened that didn't. So I'm just thankful to the Lord this morning for being here.
Samantha Ward says she knew she had to act quickly when the tornado hit.
All of a sudden, there's a flash of lightning, and we saw the clouds coming down into a funnel. We're like, okay, we need to get in.
Officials say straight-line winds exceeded 80 miles an hour. This tornado followed another one that killed two people in El Reno. I'm Mike Hempen.
A scorching heat wave weeks before the start of summer is gripping the Deep South in several cities, such as Charleston, South Carolina, and Savannah, Georgia, reporting the hottest temperatures ever recorded in the month of May. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.